بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلائق أجمعين محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. دعاء اليوم التاسع والعشرين. This is the dua of the 29th of Ramadan by the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم غشني فيه بالرحمة وارزقني فيه التوفيق والعصمة وطهر قلبي من غياهب التهمة يا رحيما بعباده المؤمنين. This entire universe is based on an important principle, and that is the principle of rahmah. The principle of rahmah. And Allah's rahmah and blessing is the greatest gift to His creation. Not just to us, to animals, to the environment, to everything around us. Allah embraces them with His mercy. And if it wasn't for the mercy of God, we would have lost our hope in this life. We would be left with no hope. We would be hopeless. But because we know there is a God and God has mercy. And God promised to send His mercy and to embrace His creatures with His mercy. And Allah says in the Holy Quran, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. O Prophet, say, O my servants, O my people who have done an excessiveness of sins and violations, do not give up on God's mercy. Do not give up on God's mercy. لا تقنطوا. قنوط means to be despondent, to give up. To think that God would never listen to you, would never help you, would never send His mercy upon you. This is قنوط. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not be despondent of God's mercy. إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. God would, if you are sincere, God would forgive all of your sins. And you know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, Allah describes him in the Quran as what? وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً. We sent you not but mercy to mankind. إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And his family after him are also the source of mercy for mankind. Not just the Prophet. بِكُمْ فَتَحَ اللَّهِ وَبِكُمْ يَخْتِمْ وَبِكُمْ يُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ وَبِكُمْ يُمْسِكُ السَّمَاءَ أَنْ تَقَعَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. Those are the family of the Prophet. Are also a source of mercy and compassion to mankind. They were sent as mercy, not curse. Some khulafa were sent as curse and la'n. You can see the result of what they did. You can see it today when you hear about these ruthless and merciless bombings in Medina, in Qatif, in Jeddah, in Baghdad, in Dhaka, in Istanbul, in Karbala. Then these are the byproducts of years of tyranny and corruption by Khulafa'ul Jawr. Khulafa'ul Jawr, the tyrants, the caliphs who promoted tyranny and corruption. But the Prophet and his mercy are and his family are nothing but mercy. Nothing but mercy. Mercy for mankind. They are a blessing. They are not curse. They are a blessing. Allah says, on the day of judgment, people, if people are going to survive that day, they are going to survive it by my mercy, not by their work. Listen to the hadith, al-hadith al-Qudsi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا يتكل العاملون لي على أعمالهم. People should not put their faith in the deeds that they produce today, in their prayers and their fasting and their hajj and their charity. No. These things are not going to be enough to help them. فَإِنَّهُمْ لَوْ اشْتَهَدُوا وَأَتْعَبُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَفْنَوْا أَعْمَارَهُمْ فِي عِبَادَتِي. Even if they struggle hard, they strive hard, continuously they work, they spend their entire life working, كَانُوا مُقَصِّرِينَ غَيْرَ بَالِغِينَ. Still, they would be deficient. Deficient. They would not generate enough work so they can survive. Their work is not going to help them. غَيْرَ بَالِغِينَ فِي عِبَادَتِهِمْ. Their service is not going to be enough to get them there. You would not get enough points. Are you with me? Not that your work is not going to be accepted. It is going to be accepted, but you don't have enough points to purchase the tickets. United gives you a free ticket when you have 25,000 points. But for paradise, you need lots of points. So whatever you do here, you don't generate enough points. Then what do we do? We are not going to go to paradise? Allah says no. They have to have faith in my mercy. وَلَكِنْ بِرَحْمَتِي فَلْيَثِقُوا. Let them trust, يَثِقُوا, ثِقَة. Let them trust my mercy. وَإِلَىٰ حُسْنِ الظَّنِّ بِي فَلْيَطْمَئِنُّ. And let them have peace of mind in thinking good about me. حُسْنُ الظَّنِّ, not سُوءُ الظَّنِّ. The difference between حُسْنُ الظَّنِّ is that you always tell yourself, God is generous. God is generous. He's going to give me out of His bounties, His generosity. God is not mean. سُوءُ الظَّنِّ, when you suspect about God, you say, whatever I do, it's not enough, and therefore He's not going to look at me. This is سُوءُ الظَّنِّ. Don't do this to God. Have always good feelings and good trust in God and confidence in God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-An'am says, He says something very amazing, really amazing. When I read this verse, Surah Al-An'am, ayah number 12, He says, كَتَبَ, He prescribed عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. كَتَبَ, Allah made it mandatory upon Himself to bestow mercy. Made it mandatory, كَتَبَ, prescribed upon Himself. He made it mandatory upon Himself to send His mercy on those who deserve it. Now, what are the ways to obtain God's mercy here? What type of things one can do to secure God's mercy? According to the ahadith, the first thing is dhikrullah ta'ala. If you remember God, if you always mention His name, sanctify Him, glorify Him, thank Him, remember Him, Allah is going to send His mercy on you. Dhikrullah. وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Nothing is greater than the remembrance of God. ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. ذِكْر has to be a habit. We really should learn this good habit of ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. Don't forget Allah. Always remember Him. Remember Him with your tongue and remember Him with your what? Heart. With your heart too. The second, al-buka'u min khashyatillah. When you drop a couple of tears, couple of drops of tears out of love for God. When you are in true love with Him, al-ladina idha dhukira Allah wajilat qulubuhum. Wa idha tuliyat alayhim ayatuhu zadatuhum imanan. When you are with yourself, no one around you, take this precious opportunity. When you are alone, raise your head and say, Ya Allah, You are number one in my life. You are the first and the last. Al-awwal wal-akhir, wal-zahir wal-baat. The truth I have, yes, I have friends in the community, but You are the true friend. You are the real friend. Because I fear one day my family is going to desert me. I feel one day my family is going to tell me, sorry, we can't help you. But you would never say this to me. You would never say to me, sorry. You always say, Labbaika Abdi, I am there for you to serve, to help, to protect. Nobody is more merciful and more loving than God. Believe me, my friends. So when you spend these times and you have two drops, couple of drops of real tears that comes out of your heart, then you deserve تَسْتَنْزِلُ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ. You bring down His mercy down upon you and your house and your family. The hadith says, قَطْرَةٌ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ فِي جَوْفِ اللَّيْلِ. A single drop of tears out of God's love in the middle of the night, تُطْفِئُ, it would extinguish بِحَارًا مِنْ غَضَبِ اللَّهِ. بِحَارًا, oceans of God's anger is going to be extinguished with your single drop of tears. You don't have to call 911. Call your heart, your conscience inside. Press that special button. When you have a single sincere, real drop of tears, then it is going to extinguish whatever you have done in the past. God is going to forgive. So this is number two. Number three, when we go back to God and repent, at tawbah, tastanzilu rahmatullah. If you want Him to send down His mercy upon you, then repent. Always say, astaghfirullah rabbi wa atubu. I did a sin today. I said this, I said something inappropriate, I saw something inappropriate, I heard something inappropriate, oh God forgive me, oh God forgive me. Inna Allaha yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Inna Allaha yuhibbu at-tawwabin. God loves those who go back to Him every day. He doesn't want you to drift away from Him. And number four, what brings God's mercy, al-adlu fil bilad, when you practice justice. This is mostly for the leaders of the community, those who are in a leadership position, but also for us, the lay people, ordinary people. We should do justice. Justice, it does not mean you have to be the mayor of Irvine, or the governor of California, or the president of this country. No, you can be a father, a mother, a son, a daughter, a neighbor, but you do justice in the community. You don't allow wrongdoing. You do not allow injustice. You do not allow oppression. When you find someone who's suffering of injustice, you rush to help him or her. Uphold justice. You can uphold justice in your room, in your house, in your street, in your community, in your mosque, in the street. Uphold justice. لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. And also one of the means that brings God's mercy to mankind, الْبِرُّ بِالْوَالِدَيْنِ. Being good and respectful to your parents. Allah will bring down His mercy upon you. I know a good scholar who is exceptionally good. There are scholars who are good, but this scholar is super good in his akhlaq. Super good. I'm not telling you a fairy tale. This is not a fairy tale. This is something that I myself experienced. So I was searching why this person is super good. Why his family is super good. Why his kids are super good. Why his grandchildren are super good. Why this family is unique. And I was investigating. Someone who knows the family very well, he told me, I know the answer. I know the father of this scholar, 60 years ago. He was very interested in going to study in Najaf, Najaf al-Ashraf, in the seminary. But because his father died and he left his mother alone, his mother did not have someone to take care of her except her son, the scholar, the father of the scholar actually. And this scholar was very young and he really wanted to go to Najaf very bad. He really wanted to go to study, not to miss these years of studying. But then his mother said to him, I can't come with you. The weather there is not good. It's not good for my health. I can't leave the city. She was in Samarra. She said, I have to live in this city. So he lived with her patiently. He did not leave. Although every day for him was a big challenge to stay away from school, from teachers. Do you know sometimes when some people miss some money, they get irritated, they get shocked, saddened. But some of them, I know them very well, if they lose studies, they don't do research, they don't study on that day, they consider that day the day of loss in their life. They get very saddened. And this scholar, he would suffer for so many years, he stayed with his mother, he did not go. He wanted to help his mother. His mother was alone. And he wanted to be, during her last years, of service and help until she died. When she died and she was buried, he moved to Najaf. Allah gave him a good gift. Sometimes the gift, you think the gift is money. Believe me, money is not the best gift. The best gift are taqwa and akhlaq and piety and righteousness. Honesty, integrity, moral integrity. That's the best gift. When you have the moral integrity, you have all the wealth in this universe. All the wealth. Not only to him God gave, to his family, to his children, to his grandchildren. Allah returned the favor. See, when God returns the favor, he does a good job. Sometimes we return the favor, it's not up to the standards. But when God says, I will return the favor, he knows what to do. Albirru bil walidayn. Be dutiful to your parents. Nothing, no service, no ibadah is greater in reward and the pleasure of God than serving your parents. Especially when they become disabled, when they become helpless, when they really need their sons and their daughters next to them. Don't leave them alone. Don't. Save your energy for the last days and months of your parents. Leave everything behind. Nothing is more important than your parents. Leave your children for the sake of your parents. This is what I am telling you. Leave your children. Leave your children safe and serve your parents. And don't leave them alone. Don't. Because the tawfiqat you receive, the blessings are enormous. Enormous. And this impact is going to stay in your life, not only just for you, for your children and for your great grandchildren too. They're going to enjoy the reward of you being dutiful to your parents. The Prophet ﷺ says, وَطَحِّرْ قَلْبِي مِنْ غَيَاهِبِ التُّهْمَةِ. O Allah, clean my heart from the contaminations of tuhma. What is tuhma? Tuhma is when you suspect. Tuhma is conjecture, suspicion, lack of trust, lack of confidence about people. The distrust, when you don't trust. This is a disease. And there are three types of tuhma here. One level, one degree is when someone does not trust God. Su'udhan, he has su'udhan in God. He has bad feelings and bad trust in God. And this is a sin by itself. He thinks God is not listening to him. God is not paying attention. God is not answering. God is absent. God is not there for me. God helps everybody else, but when it comes to me, he forgets about me. This is not right. This is not right. God is listening and God is watching and God is hearing and God is seeing. But God says sometimes I send the answer when it is needed, when it is right for you. Because sometimes you pray to me, you ask for something wrong. وَيَدْعُ الْإِنسَانُ Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17. وَيَدْعُ الْإِنسَانُ بِالشَّرِّ دُعَاءَهُ بِالْخَيْرِ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا Because insan is ajul, hasting. Sometimes he asks for bad things, not knowing these things are bad. So God says, I don't answer them because they are bad for you. So wait, be patient. And then, إِيَّاكُمْ وَسُوءُ الظَّنْ فَإِنَّهُ يُحْبِطُ الْعَمَلِ When you think negatively about God, you're going to destroy all the work that you did in the past. So this is number one. Have faith in God. Have good faith in Him. Positive faith in God. Don't say, God would never listen to me. God does listen. If you clean your heart, God listens. If you want to know God, sometimes He doesn't. Why He doesn't listen? The problem is not with God. The problem is here. In your heart. Fix it, God would listen. Number two, there are some people who have distrust in their own selves. They don't trust themselves. They have lack of confidence. They are always insecure. Insecure in this life. They do not appreciate the potentials, the talents, the intelligence that God has given them. They don't know their own value. They put themselves in the wrong place, not in the right place. Allah says, I want you to have self-confidence in yourself. I want you to appreciate what I have given you. I have given you a lot, but you have to cultivate them. You have to discover them. Do not abandon them. There is so much goodness in you. There is so much goodness in you. But you need to discover that. You need to capitalize. You need to tap on these talents that I have given you. So you have to have self-confidence. Trust yourself. Do not be hesitant. Yes, I'm not saying jump off the tall building to the and they say Allah is going to save me. No, no. Do something reasonable. Consult. But then after that, leave the fear behind you and go forward and say tawakkaltu ala Allah. I have consulted my friends, I did istikhara, I'm not doing something wrong, so shaitan, leave me alone. Don't whisper in my ears. Let me fix myself. Let me move forward. This is number two. And some people, they have dhan, su'ul dhan about people around them, either family members, the husband who always suspect about his wife. Suspicion. You know, this type of suspicion destroys the marriage, destroys the love, destroys the trust between the husband and the wife. Some husbands, they always check on their wife's iPhones. Who did you call? Who was she? Who was he? What time was it? Where did you go? This does not work. This is not good. This is not marriage. Or sometimes she checks on his iPhone, his emails. This is not good. You have to trust each other. You have to trust. Marriage is based on a mutual trust between the husband and the wife. Mutual respect. Mutual honesty and amana. If you keep suspecting about her, even if she's not doing something bad now, she will do it in the future. Believe me, it will happen. Will happen. And the wife, if she suspects about her husband that he's doing something behind her, even if he's not doing that, one day he will do it. So leave them alone. Leave each other alone and respect each other. Don't have suspicion. Some people do not have suspicion in their families, but in their friends and their community members. They always have this phobia. This one is spying on me. This one is stealing from me. This one is jealous of me. This one hates me. This one wants to murder me tonight, inshallah ta'ala. This one is... Why? Break free of this sickness. Break free. Don't think bad of the people. Allah says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا in chapter Surah Al-Hujurat, chapter 49, the most beautiful chapter in the Quran. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن. Shun much of suspicion and conjugal and distrust. Shun it away. Shun, avoid. اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن. For some of the conjugal is a sin. Not all some, but you have to stay away from it completely. Stay away thinking bad of people. This is not good. Think nice. Always think nice. Unless you see something, there is a fact that this person is bad. And what is the fact? The fact is someone tells you, no. Allah says, إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَئٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. When a liar, who's not religious, brings you news about a family, about an individual, don't believe him. Don't believe him. And we have many liars, alhamdulillah, in the community. So don't believe. Don't believe what they say. Don't. They were around the Prophet, you know. Some people, the Quran says, this ayah came when someone came to the Prophet, to Rasulullah, saying to him, Ya Rasulullah, Fulan Qabila, Fulan tribe are preparing their weapon to attack Medina. So the Prophet said, Al-Nafir, all Muslims, stand up, carry your weapon. Jibreel came, he said to the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, slow down. This man is munafiq, fasiq. This man is fasiq from Bani Umayyah. He happened to be from Bani Umayyah. He's fasiq, don't listen to him. When someone brings you news, negative news, do not listen unless you double check. This is the rules. Good news, believe in them. Bad news, don't believe unless you do what? Say with me, you do what? Double check. Once you double check, then you may believe and you may not. But don't take it right away. Say, let me check on this. Wallah al-azim. If I have learned something in this masjid for the last 20 years, is the following. That when a wife comes complaining about her husband, or the husband comes complaining about his wife, I would never believe them. Unless I cross-examine like a judge. I put them together in the room. I tell them, listen, don't come alone. Don't waste my time, neither your time. I tell both of them. Both the husband and the wife, they come, and I cross-examine you, like the court. And then I will find out how much is true and how much is exaggeration and false. We have to learn this. We have to protect people's dignity by not listening. Do not even listen. Do not allow yourself to listen. If someone comes slandering someone else, tell him, listen, I don't have time. Don't destroy my amal and my faith. Go and talk to someone else. Don't talk to me. I am deaf. Make yourself deaf. Make yourself deaf. Sometimes it's good that we become deaf. We don't listen. اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن. And Allah says, do not spy. ولا تجسسوا. Allah says, لا يسخر قوم من قوم. Do not laugh at each other. Do not make fun at each other. Listen to this story. My conclusion. Again, during my days in the seminary, I heard this from my mentor and my teacher. He said, many years ago, many decades ago, there were two scholars studying side by side. One of them became the highest marja. One of them has even no name. Nobody knows his name. While they were studying together, both of them were intelligent. Both of them were hardworking. Both of them got A+. Why one of them became the highest marja and someone else, you know, he's surviving on what? He cannot even give lectures. He does not even lead jama'ah. They give him salatul isti'jariyah. Someone dies, his family, they cannot make up his prayers. They bring someone, they tell him, Mawlana Shaykh, take this couple of hundreds of dollars. My father died, so pray for him. 1 year salat, 2 years salat istijari. The reason, not because he did not have intelligence, because he used to make fun of people. يسخر mocking people, laughing at people. He did not have respect. Always when they have a session, he makes jokes and مردم مسخره میکنه. فلان. If 50 people are sitting in a session, he makes fun of them one by one. In that case, he lost his honor. He lost his respect. People do not respect him anymore. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, كَثْرَةُ الْمِزَاحِ listen to this. كَثْرَةُ الْمِزَاحِ تَذْهَبُ بِالْبَهَاءِ When you frequently make jokes, always you make jokes, you're going to lose your baha, your respect. Baha means respect and honor. People would not take you serious and people would look down at you. So you lose your value, you lose your dignity. You lose your dignity, especially when you make fun of people. You make fun of the way they speak, the way they walk. You make fun of their names. You make fun of their characters, their house, their car, their this. It's not good. It's not good. One thing I love in America, you know, the Majnoon in back home in our countries, people make love of the Majnoon. When someone is bi'aq, insane, if he goes into the market, oh, Ghulum Ali, they make fun of him. In America, I've seen there is a park near my house. Sometimes I go to walk there in the morning. The bus comes and he brings people who are mentally challenged, 20, 25 of them, and they start walking. No one makes fun of them. No one looks at them. Believe me, trust me. No one even looks at them. They treat them like a complete, normal, integrated human being. Normal human being. Nobody harasses them. This is Islam. Islam says when someone physically challenged, mentally challenged, don't make fun of him. وَلَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٍ مِنْ قَوْمٍ Don't respect them. This is God's creation. If you make fun of him as if you are making fun of whom? God, the creator, who created them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow on us maturity inshallah and piety and righteousness so our akhlaq becomes integrated inshallah and complete with the completion of the month of Ramadan. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد